We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Rebounded by Rojas, out pass to Jones. Herb flips it ahead to Shaq. Back to Petty, all alone. Are you kidding? 7 for 7. Goes nuts again.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. Eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. Grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats, their animals eat right so you can too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using the promo code BAMA. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Alabama basketball continues rolling in both men's and women's basketball. Monday night started our week of coverage with Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance at 6 p.m. from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. First, women's basketball head coach Christy Curry detailed the comeback victory last Thursday at 14th-ranked Mississippi State.
Great balance scoring. We had four in double figures, actually five, and we did a great job the second half of sticking with the game plan, as you have to do on the road in this league. You just stay with it and stay the course. And our kids did a great job of making plays on both sides of the ball, Roger, down the stretch. And again, we had balanced scoring. We had some big stops defensively, and to out rebound Mississippi State, you've got to go in there and really rebound the ball. We did a good job with that.
Then men's basketball head coach Nate Oates gave us a rundown of the recent success for the reigning SEC Player of the Week, John Petty Jr.
Combination of everything, offense, defense, rebounding, leadership, it's all kind of coming out. And it's great that, the hard work, all of it's, being recognized by more than just people in our program and more than just Alabama fans. It's being recognized across all college basketball. So I think it's great for great for all the guys that are getting recognition now.
The men's basketball team picked up its eighth straight victory on Tuesday with a dominant 105-75 win over LSU in Baton Rouge. Thursday afternoon featured Crimson Drive presented by Regions Bank at 2 p.m. on the CTSN Facebook page. Our basketball analyst, Brian Passink, gave us his thoughts on what Alabama can still do better, even with the perfect mark in conference play.
Well, I think they could get better in defensive rebounding, limiting turnovers. Those are all areas that they've been good in, but you can always be better. And, while they have been playing at an incredibly high level, the areas that I think has made the biggest difference are the areas that are things that you can control, like effort and toughness, which is, you go in the practice gym every day and you can work and get better at those things. And that being the point of emphasis is really paid dividends for this team, because you can't control if shots go in. You can control the quality of shot, and they're getting great looks. So, this team has big-time goals, And it's, I think, led by those seniors. You know, they want to accomplish something great this year, and they're in a great position to do that. But the second you let up, as good as the SEC is, you can stub your toe. And while this winning streak has been a whole lot of fun, with when you look at what's ahead in terms of the teams that Alabama will play, if you let up at all, you could go the other way and go on a losing streak. So this team is really in a great spot. They just have to continue to do what they do and try to get better every day. Nato's talked about it in the post game after the LSU game. You're never really going to stay the same. You're either getting better or getting worse. And the focus for this team is to get better.
We're getting closer to spring sports on campus, and on Tuesday, the 2021 Alabama baseball schedule was announced, with the season starting February 19th against McNeese State in Tuscaloosa. Head coach Brad Bohannon joined me on Crimson Drive to give his thoughts on the schedule, as well as the challenges ahead in SEC play.
Those first 4 weeks are a little more challenging than they have been since I've been here. And, you know, kind of as I alluded to earlier, I expect us to be in a lot of close games in league play. And I didn't think that this group needed to play, you know, a bunch of low D1 schools from up north. There's been times in the past where I really thought we needed a bigger margin for error early and needed to win to get some confidence. This group doesn't lack confidence. This group needs to play in some close games, and we need to make sure that we know how to win those close games. So, you know, Wright State is a team that's in a regional most every year that's going to win their league. College of Charleston and Stetson are two schools that maybe the not-so-casual college baseball fans not familiar with them, but those are teams that are going to have RPIs in the top 100. So, you know, this is not a schedule where anybody should expect us to start out 19-0. And we'll get off to a good start because we have a good team, but we need to play good teams because we're going to play 30 of those in type games in the league play. The SEC is, in baseball, especially the SEC West, is the toughest division in all of amateur athletics. You know, there's probably going to be four teams in the West alone that'll be ranked in the top 10 of some poll. All seven teams in the West, including Alabama, are going to be legitimate top 25 caliber teams. It's an incredibly difficult league. If you watch any SEC game, no matter who we play, you're going to see future big leaguers on the field. This is a really fun team. We have a good team. We have a very good team. We've got a lot of kids on the field that are going to be draft picks, and some guys are going to play in the big leagues. And if you're an Alabama baseball fan, you should be really excited about our schedule, about this group. Don't wait for league play to start to come out and watch us. Don't wait for us to get off to a good start. Just come see us. You're going to really enjoy watching this group.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms. Remember, our coverage of Alabama men's basketball against Mississippi State heads your way Saturday at 4 p.m. Central, with tip-off at 5 o'clock on the network. We'll also have radio coverage of Alabama women's basketball against Auburn on Sunday at 1 p.m. Central, and we'll have the courtside cam for both games on the CTSN Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!